Nearly 30 years after Boston began planning the so-called Big Dig, officials are about to open the heart of the project, a 1.5-mile section of highway that tunnels under the center of downtown. NPR's Tovia Smith reports.
Big Dig officials have long been waiting for the day when they can finally deliver good news to cranky commuters who've endured more than a decade of endless detours, traffic slowdowns, construction delays, and cost overruns. But even as they cut the ribbon on the new Underground 93 North, the news is not all good. Before things get better, officials say, they're still going to get a lot worse.
It's going to be tough. There's no other way to slice this loaf than to just be straight about it.
A Big Dig manager, Glenn Berkowitz, says it may be mayhem getting through the city for the next 3 or 4 days. In order to finish the new underground highway by Monday, the 4 lanes of traffic on the already overcrowded old highway will be squeezed to one, and one of the busiest exits will be closed altogether.
We've managed with big shovels and sometimes with teaspoons to build every square inch that we could, but there's a spot where the new ramp sits underneath the old ramp, and we have to close the old ramp and perform miracle work in a 72-hour period, working around the clock to get ready to open this new highway this weekend.
By next week, officials say the 3-mile trip through Boston that used to take 45 minutes at rush hour will immediately be sliced to 15. A year from now, the commute should get even better when the 93 southbound tunnel is finished. And then officials say the city will be totally transformed when crews finally dismantle the elevated highway, a massive rusting eyesore that has severed Boston's north end and waterfront from the rest of the city. Instead, Boston will eventually be left with 30 acres of new open space.
It's the dawn of a new age for the city of Boston.
Yanni Sippis is author of 2 books about Boston's highways. He says locals who have long carped at the costs and delays of the Big Dig may soon change their tune.
The days of poking fun at the project are over. I think we're about to see a radical change, and things are about to get a lot better here in the city. There'll be some parks created on the open space, and you'll be able to go out at lunchtime and tan, where once you would have had to rush underneath this hulking behemoth that is the Central Artery.
Meantime, however, the big digging goes on. Kurt Bunder is a 49-year-old lawyer who commutes into Boston from the north. With the city still ripped apart at the seams, he says he doesn't quite believe the end of the big dig is finally near.
I've been a Red Sox fan my whole life, and I'm still hopeful they're going to win the World Series one of these days. And just kind of in the same vein, I'm hopeful that the big dig will actually be finished. So I'll be hopeful and I'll believe it when I see it.
Bunder says he's staying away from the city tomorrow, but will be back in his car Monday morning, like tens of thousands of others, hoping to see what officials have been promising for decades. Tovia Smith, NPR News, Boston.